السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. وقال عز وجل في مقام آخر: ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير. لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. صدق اللہ مولانا العظیم و صدق رسول النبی الکریم. ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، ان دس ورس آف دا ہولی قرآن اللہ سبحانہ تعالی ہیز مینشن اینڈ وارن اس دیٹ ایون سنس ان دس اوبیڈینس ٹو اللہ سبحانہ تعالی ہیز اپیئرڈ آن دا لینڈ اینڈ دا سی because of what the hands of the men have earned, that he may take them taste of a part of that which they have done, in order that they may return and beg the pardon to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayat in Surah Ar-Rum, verse number 41. Another place in Surah Al-Hadid, ayat number 22-23, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned: no calamity befalls on the earth or in yourselves, but it is inscribed in the book of deed, in the book of decree, the Lawh-e Mahfooz, before we bring it into existence. It's already predetermined. Verily, that is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order that you may not grieve at the things over that you fail to get, nor rejoice that which has been given to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like prideful boaster. In these two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed that whatever happening in the form of calamity on this surface of the earth or within yourselves, you are facing some kind of calamity, problems, hardship, difficulties in your life, think and ponder, why is happening to me? Why is happening? And we cannot blame anyone else, but we have to look at ourselves, where I am wrong, what is I am doing against the Sharia, against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a consequence, I have to face this difficulty, this hardship in my life or around me on the surface of the earth. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha one day asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be befall upon us when the righteous people are amongst us? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Aisha, the calamity will come. Even the righteous people are there amongst yourselves. When the sins, evil actions will widespread. Meaning, compared to those handful righteous, God-fearing people, majority of the ummah will be involved, engaged in transgression, in the violation of command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly, knowingly, then it will bring the calamity. And when the calamity will come down, it will affect everyone, righteous people and the wrongdoers at the same time. They all, like plague, earthquake, flood, you name it, everyone will be involved. It's not that flood comes and the righteous people will be protected and only sinners and wrongdoers will drown. No, is going to affect the in total. Everyone will be get affected, and they all died. They will suffer. Even the righteous people will suffer, although they were obedient. But in hereafter, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala will reward the righteous people according to their good deeds and amal, and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala will punish the evil people in hereafter because of their sins. But in this world, in this dunya, this is Darul Asbab. When calamity will come collectively, it is going to affect each and every one, regardless of righteous people or the sinners. And there is very famous hadith that Sheikh Tariq Jabil Sahib Dawud Barakatuh always mentions in his bayan, that one day Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he was the Kalimullah, he used to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. So one day he asked, "Ya Allah, what is the sign of your anger? How do we know that you are angry with us?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam something to this effect, that, "O Musa, when I am angry, when I am disappointed upon the servants of mine because of their disobedience and the sins, I send rain unnecessarily and abundantly." That is the first sign. When there is no need of rain, I will send the rain. So that rain becomes the form of destruction for the people. The second thing, I grant the governors and power to the foolish people. Foolish people will become the rulers. And because they don't have right knowledge, they're going to rule the whole country or kingdom wrongly. And that is the punishment of Allah. This is the sign that Allah is not happy. And the third sign, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that I'll grant the wealth to the stingy people. So they will amass the wealth, but they will not spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not help the poor and needy and destitute people. They will control the wealth. And then look around the whole globe, global wise, each and every country, the president, prime minister, king, name it, are they righteous? Illa mashallah. All are foolish. Whatever policies they are making, the way they are running the country is totally disaster. It shows that Allah is not happy. And the wealth, the abundant wealth is there. Even in the Muslim countries, there are so many rich Muslims, but they don't want to pay zakat. They don't want to help out the poor people. They don't want to, you know, have any concern with regard to the people. They only love the wealth, and they don't want to control it and amass it. These are the three signs of the disappointments and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the three is wide open, and everybody can witness it, can feel it. Then Musa alayhi salam asked, Ya Allah, then what is the sign of your happiness, your pleasure? How do we know that you are pleased with us?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to Musa alayhi salam that, "O Musa, when I am happy, I send rains on appropriate time in order that rain becomes a beneficial for the farming, for the agriculture, and people benefit from the rain. Wherever rain is needed, as much is needed, I send it accordingly." So the rain does not become the form of destruction. This is the first sign of my pleasure. The second sign of my pleasure is, I grant the rule and control of the country to the righteous and just people. So they rule the country and they rule the people in right direction, and there is no chaos in the country. People are not suffering. Everybody is getting just. And the third sign, that I grant the wealth to the kind and generous people. So because of their generosity, they spend their wealth in the cause of, you know, humanity and relief, and they help the poor and needy people. This is the sign of my pleasure and my happiness. My brothers and sisters, water, wind and fire, these are the three important elements for the human life to survive. Not only human being, every creature, birds, animals, creatures, they all need wind, they all need oxygen, they all need water, they all need fire in some extent. And this is the form of ni'mah. When there is no water, we are suffering. Look at the Somalia, some other Asian and African countries, they are suffering without water. Drought, years and years. People are dying because of scarceness of the water. So water is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wind is very great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fire we need in our lives. Right? But when the people commit sin abundantly and disobey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all these three forms of the bounties and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah utilize against the people. And Allah bring the flood. Look at the incident of Nuh alayhi salam. The first flood came in the time of Nuh alayhi salam. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned the whole people, except those handful people who accepted Islam and who were on the ark of Nuh alayhi salam. They survived. The whole world was underwater. That was the first flood in the history of mankind. And then Qawm-e Aad, when they became disobedient to the command of Allah, so they did not obey the Nabi of the time, Hazrat Hud alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a wind, cyclone, 7 days and 7 nights. Suratul Haqqa, open and read. How the big trees and people were so huge, you know, they were very strong people, very strong nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them by the wind. And Qawm Thamud, when they disobeyed Hazrat Salih alayhi salam and they chopped the legs of the she camel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the punishment in the form of scream, awful cry. Cry was so severe and so horrible, their ears, you know, burst out and they all died because of one scream of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. That was so powerful scream. So it's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using or in favor of the people when the people are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah can use the same asbab and means against the people when people disobey and violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned all these stories of the nations, what happened to them and why happened to them, why they had suffered, why they were destroyed, why they were drowned. Why? So we as the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, final Ummah of this world, can take the lesson from those stories and refrain ourselves from disobeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not committing the same sins as the previous nations used to commit. That is the lesson for you. Allah already warned you in the Holy Quran. It's not fairy tale. It happened, and you should be refrain and abstain from those kind of things. So you won't get involved in that and you won't face them same kind of calamity. Unfortunately, in today's time, this Ummah also committing same kind of sins like the previous Ummah used to commit. They are also disobeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right and wrong, right and left, day and night, the way the previous Ummah and nation used to disobey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will happen? Same thing. What happened to them, it will happen to this nation as well. Allah is just. What if you do the same thing, the consequences you have to face in the same manner. So now, in today's time, you know, the science and technology is so advanced compared to the previous nation, right? But still, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His azab, His punishment in the form of flood or earthquake, cyclone, right? With all this advanced technology and all these things,
we are still helpless and powerless. We just stand and watch and wonder what's going on, and we can't do anything. We cannot fight with the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are so fragile, we are so weak. Right? So, in 2020, approximately 34.2 million people were affected by flood in the world. Last year, in the US alone, 43 floods appeared. And in Indonesia, about 28. In the whole world, last year, with about 223 total floods. Almost 1.47 billion people live under the threat of the flood, mostly in southern eastern countries. You remember, in December 26, 2004, tsunami hit Indonesia, right? The waves of the water flood were like 15 to 30 meter high. And about almost 227,000 people were drowned in that tsunami. Same thing happened in 2011 in Japan. 2011, about 20,000 people were dead, and approximately 360 billion the total property loss in that tsunami. Right now in Pakistan is facing the worst calamity in the form of flood in its history. Almost 60%, according to one report, almost 60% of the Pakistan is underwater. Balochistan, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, southern Punjab and Sindh are most affected states of the Pakistan. Cities, towns and villages are washed out. Roads and infrastructures are demolished. Almost 20 million agricultural acre land, with its crops and everything, destroyed. More than 1,100 people, with children and old people, became shaheed and drowned into the water. And cattle, animals died. And those who are alive have no grass to eat. And they are also, the animals also are suffering. And over 60 million people have lost all their belongings. And they are trying to survive on top of the hills and on the branches of the tree. Somehow they wanted to survive. And just imagine when a person is on top of the tree, right? How is going to get the water? How is going to get food? Who is going to give them blanket? Whole day, whole night, just sitting on the branch, surviving, trying to, you know, survive the life. This is the scenario. And there is no coffin for the dead bodies. There is no coffin available. Even to that extent, there is no place, there is no land where we can dig the cover and bury the dead people. Everywhere is just the water. Where are we going to put the cover? Where are we going to get the coffin for this kind of Muslims? So they are immediate need for the clean water to drink, food, and immediately need of the tents, because they lost everything, the houses, everything are lost. So they need tents to replace medicine, dry food, and water, etc. So flood is the stagnant water, and because of that, now they are suffering from the thousands of flies and mosquitoes. So malaria and dengue and all these, you know, disasters, you know, is gonna widespread among those people who are surviving. So Pakistan's Prime Minister has appealed the world to help him in this disastrous condition. So UN has announced about help of $160 million. US government has announced about $30 million. Turkish Home Minister, Mr. Süleyman Soylu, also already arrived in Pakistan with the team to visit all the affected flood areas. Turkey has sent about 11 aeroplanes full of goods and medicine at the Karachi airport already arrived. There are two trains are coming from the Turkey with full of goods and supplies and everything which is needed for the victims of the flood. And the Indian Prime Minister also sympathized and he also said that he's going to help some relief. So this is the worldwide, my brothers and sisters, millions of dollars people are sending from the world to help these millions of people who are homeless. Now, it is our responsibility. I just got the report that in Turkey, in 90,000 masajis, today, after Juma Salat, they are going to make special dua for the victims of the flood of Pakistan. So, as Ummah Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given the example of the Ummah is like one single body. Any part, any limb, any organ of the body is get affected, the whole and entire body feel the pains and try to solve that problem. Likewise, the Ummah is united wherever Ummah is suffering and we are safe. First of all, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are not facing that kind of calamity and hardship. But think of those people who are suffering. So then try to help them out whatever manner, as much as we can go out of our way to help them out. Every cent, every dollar will be counted. Inshallah, we are going to do the fundraising today. Inshallah, after Salatul Jumu'ah, Brother Imran and Brother Shakil will stand outside with the boxes. And inshallah, whatever Allah will give you tawfiq, open up your hearts and think of this Muslim Ummah. The children are suffering, the women and old people are suffering without food, without blankets, without water. Whatever we can help, my brothers and sisters, Allah will reward us tremendously. I know it is short notice, most of the brothers did not bring the money. So we inshallah will continue to the next Friday also. And there is a website, our masjid website, there is a PayPal. Also you can send the money directly to the account. Just write in the subject, this is the flood relief. So they can differentiate the money from there. My contact number is there. Brother Imran Kamla's contact number is there. Shakil's number is there. So inshallah, whatever familiar or convenient for you brothers, you can contact them and inshallah bring the money so we can send to the Pakistan and right channel. And there is a good news. Brother Imran has decided to make the niyyah. Whatever total collection we will get today, Brother Imran will match it. So make as much as inshallah you can do this. So we have to we make him pay more, like 5,000 inshallah. Everybody is ready for that. Bismillah.